The last three Sundays of Lent, we heard about this word called the covenant. The first Sunday of Lent, God made a covenant with Noah that he will never destroy the world with water. And he blessed Noah and his descendants. Last week, as you remember, it was the covenant he made with Abraham. He first tested the faith of Abraham. And when he saw how strong the faith of Abraham was, he blessed him, that he would make him the father of a great nation, and he would also bless his offsprings. And today, we also hear about this, the word a covenant, the covenant God has made with the people of Israel. They were on their way from Egypt to the promised land, and he gave them the commandment. But he warned them also that I will be your God. And that was the covenant. So he gave them commandments that they would observe all the time to remind themselves that he is their God, their only God, and there is no other except him. So that was the covenant between him and the people of Israel. So that covenant entails obligation. It is not negotiable. They have to clearly observe it and practice it and live it. That is how they should keep the covenant he has made with them. Especially observing strictly and then practicing the commandments. In the gospel, we see today Jesus was raging. Well, imagine that was a marketplace. It was rambunctious, boisterous, a lot of people, you know, crowded. So he just went straight and then overturns the table. What do you think those people would think that man is? They would say he's probably, you know, he was out of his mind. And that marketplace is not a fun place, where there is no common interest, where there is buying and selling, making profit and losing, people being anxious, stressed, and some are happy. So that's where you see a lot of behaviors appearing and showing, demonstrated by the people who are buying and selling. You know, in those days, Jews were not allowed to use their own coin. They should use the Roman coins because they were under the Roman administration. And buying a gift for sacrifice using a coin that has a pagan inscription was forbidden in those days, especially for the Jewish. It was a kind of defilement to buy an ox or to buy a dove with a Roman coin. So that's why there were many exchangers. So you go and you give money, the Roman coin, and then they will give you the Jewish coin so that you can buy the offering for the temple. But Jesus' disapproval of what they were doing there in the temple area was right, because that is not meant a place where, you know, they do business. And the temple is a place where for worship and only for making sacrifices. So with this, there are a couple of things that we need to reflect and pray upon. How do we behave ourselves when we come to the church? That's the first lesson that Christ wants to teach us. When we come here, we come, of course, with a lot of ideas, a lot of thinkings, a lot of businesses in our minds. Our mind is full of everything when we come here. So Jesus is telling us, please leave aside, put at least at home or in your car, and when you come here, come with a clear mind. That's between you and me. God is telling us, you are here only to talk to me, only to listen to me, and I'm here to listen to you. I have given you my ears, so my ears, my hearts are open. And it's what technically you call it mindfulness. Mindfulness is to focus on being intensely aware of our sensations and our feelings in the moment. That means we are here in front of God. It's me and God, me and Jesus Christ, the Word, the Scripture, and the Eucharist here. So mindfulness is being actively present, being actively engaged here with the Word of the Lord and in the Eucharist. And to remind ourselves always for that. That's why we always, at the beginning of the Mass, we begin by confessing our sins. That means we are preparing ourselves. We are cleaning ourselves. We are making ourselves pure so that what we are doing is all holy and sacred because it is between us and God Himself. St. John Paul II beautifully explains the liturgy. He says, liturgy is heaven on earth. When the liturgy we celebrate here on earth is a mysterious participation in the heavenly liturgy. So, you know, most of the time they say, if you want to go to heaven, then go to the Mass. And there is where you find heaven. So, we feel and we experience that we are actively present in the heaven when we are here in Mass. And that was the message of Jesus. And the second, you know, he cleaned the temple, cleansed it, purified it, because that is a place of worship. That is a place where people offer sacrifice and prayers. And when we come to the Mass, when we are here, we need to clean ourselves. We need to purify ourselves. Most of all, our body is a temple of Christ. And that has to be cleaned, has to be kept clean all the time. And this is what we are doing, especially in this time of Lent, where we make this Lenten season very meaningful in our lives. If we want this Lenten season to become very meaningful in our lives, then, you know, we have to go inward to in a journey to our inner self. That's where Psalm chapter 46 says, be still and know that I am God. And that stillness, calmness, tranquility that we find deep down in our hearts, God, where we speak to Him, where we converse with Him. So let us remind ourselves, you know, when we come to the church, how are we coming? How are we preparing ourselves all the time when we are here? Because, you know, when the Mass is over and go on our ways, that means we are all filled with the grace of God. We have been made holy. We are sacred. And that is what we are carrying when we go out from this church. And second, cleaning the temple always, constantly, with the Word of the Lord, and then with the sacraments we always participate. So let us ask the Lord in this Eucharistic celebration to give us the grace we need, that we make ourselves mindful and aware that what we are carrying in our lives is Christ and the temple of Christ filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen.